Henry Burley was an African American composer. He was as a young man, he was an assistant to Antonin Dvorak when he was running the National School of Music in New York. And it was actually Henry Burley that introduced folk songs and African American spirituals, as well as Indian melodies, you know, things of American soil, as it were, to Dvorak, which inspired Dvorak, probably ill-advised in that political atmosphere, to admonish all composers to find elements of American in African-American melodies and Indian melodies. And of course, especially the Northeasterners took enormous umbrage to this, and so there's a bunch of nonsense and so forth. But the point is that Henry Burley, you know, was a composer, he was a singer. He is considered the dean of African-American composers. Burley was a direct inspiration to the great William Grant Still, one of the great African-American composers. No one really knows the name of Nathaniel Dett, also quite important in African-American history. So what these gentlemen, especially Walt Whitman, would say is that that is an American, part of an American psychology, and that is to be yourself, be down to earth. Be honest with who you are and who you are around you, and no pretense, don't be a stuff shirt, you know, all that stuff. It's what Whitman called the great yop, you know, song of myself, you know, I yop into the world, whatever that is. And he had on one side no time for pretense, on the other side revised his own and added to his own book of poetry, you know, how many editions over there, how many years. So, and if you see his notebooks, and how he would torture himself over the choice of different words. This is not artifice. This is not high art. This is a human being looking for the synthesis of their own thoughts that they want to be as real of the moment that they're writing of. And I think this is the part of arts and humanities that gets short shrift. Just because it has a complex combination of things that birth it does not make it removed from a normal person's recognizability or normal person's life. I think, in fact, I believe very strongly that the arts and humanities, especially of America, are the very identifying blueprints of who we are as a society, and we should damn well pay more attention to it and embrace far more of the humanities and writings and history in our educational process than we now do. We used to, but we don't anymore. It's all about jobs, I guess, which are very important, but what good is a job if you're an unfulfilled, ignorant person?